We walked by a delivery guy. He had one of these carts with a ton of pallets. It was kind of uphill. And this guy was struggling. I said, you want me to push? You want me to help out a little bit? And he said, nope. Thanks, but I love the workout. I was like, holy shit, is that a cool answer? He did not see the struggle. He saw the benefits he was getting. How many times do you guys see the struggle, but not the benefits that it's producing?
Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Harder Show, where today I am grateful for my team. Now, if you're like, why in the world is he telling me what he's grateful for? If you have not listened to the show before, maybe a few months ago, I started every solo episode with what I'm grateful for, simply because I believe that you do not have what you don't stop to take inventory of, right? If you don't stop to acknowledge it or appreciate it, it's like not having it at all. So I do that just as a reminder for you to stop and just take inventory of what you do have instead of always focusing on what you don't. And I promise you, it'll give you a much happier life. It'll also lead to a much more abundant life. Now, the reason I said I'm grateful for my team is I just got off a two-hour meeting where we were going over venues. When we plan events, these venue planning meetings get really long and they do so much research and they put together this PowerPoint presentation. They're like, okay, here's the pictures, here's the venue, here's the pricing, here's this, here's that. And it's a really big decision. And one of the decisions we're making is where we want to host the gala in November for the dinner series. Now, those of you that don't know, the dinner series is a really advanced, super high level, very well curated networking club, if you will, where we spend the half a day doing intentional networking. So it's not awkward, but very intentional networking with high level people. And then we all go to dinner and spend the whole entire evening having fun and furthering that bond. That's what the dinner series is. Well, the third event each year, because it's always a rolling 12 months that we do, well, the third event of each year is a gala. Literally, like, it's going to be awesome. So we're going through all the venues to pick the gala. And speaking of which, if you have not done so already, go put yourself on the early access VIP list for the two tables, or I should say the 20 seats that we are opening up for the Beverly Hills one at the end of May. We already have such an incredible, incredible high-level group of people that are a part of the dinner series. And because we have a bigger venue in Beverly Hills, we're able to add another two big tables worth of dinner seats. So if you want to be a part of the Beverly Hills one, all you have to do is quickly hit pause and text me the word dinner so I know to throw you on the advanced VIP list. Again, text me the word dinner to 310-421-0416. Literally, hit pause real quick right now. Text me the word dinner to 310-421-0416. That way you'll have a shot at getting one of those 20 seats. It'll be only shot because once we, you know, launch it to that list, that pre-opt-in list is so big, it won't even make it to the public. Okay, so being that I start my episodes with gratitude, it's really a great segue into what I wanted to talk about today. Lori and I, as you know, take a walk every single day in the morning and every single day in the evening. It's literally a part of what makes our marriage and our life awesome. It's where I find a lot of happiness. And we had a morning walk the other morning that was just full of like beautiful lessons, lessons on perspective, lessons on happiness. Well, I think lessons on how to work and how to live. And I wanted to share three of those valuable lessons that Lori and I talked about as they were unfolding for us on that walk the other morning. Now, to set up the walk, I want you to picture this. You know, we live in Newport part of the year, Newport Beach, California, and it's just beautiful, right? Cliffs and ocean and palm trees and most of the time, perfect weather. Except the first lesson came from the direction that we were walking. You know, it's probably 7:30 in the morning or so, and it's a little bit chilly out, and we were walking in one direction where it appeared that the day was cloudy and overcast. And it's kind of wind blowing at us, so it's a little bit chillier, and it really looked like it was going to rain. And so because it looked like it was going to rain, we're halfway through the walk. We turned around to walk the other direction. We're like, oh, well, might as well head back to the house. And when we turned around to walk the other direction, it was pure sunshine in that direction. Literally, like we were standing underneath the divide between cloudy day looking one way and pure sunny, awesome day looking the other way. Because we switched directions, we didn't have the wind in our faces anymore, so it was instantly warmer. So I share this with you to really drive home the point of perspective. Sometimes it's just luck of the draw that you were given the sunny perspective. Sometimes, though, you have to do an abrupt U-turn and go find it yourself. Like, there's plenty of days you wake up that you probably don't even notice, back to the gratitude thing, probably don't even notice that, hey, you were given a really sunny direction today. You just happened to walk in a sunny direction today. Things feel good. Things look good. But there's a lot of days you don't. It doesn't mean the sun's not out there. It means you may need to do an abrupt U-turn. You have to make that choice. And you have to go find what is, quote, sunny about the day. This analogy always appears to me whenever I fly. I mean, I'm flying every week, 2, 3, 4 times a week right now. And every time I take off somewhere that's rainy or cloudy, as soon as we get above the clouds, what is it? It's sunny. And so it's just kind of your reminder, that first lesson, that there's always a sunny day to be had. Some days you just have to change your direction or look a little bit harder or go put yourself in position to see the quote sun for the day. And by sun, obviously, I mean the positive things that you have, the bright things that you have, the bright outlook that you have. Well, that was the first lesson. I mean, literally, when we were walking one way, we were like cold and it looked like it was going to rain, and turned the other way, like, wait a minute, this is a totally different day. Well, that led to a second lesson. When we turned around and kept our walk going, we came across this amazing woman that we see every single morning on the walk. Her name is Lori. Ironic that it's the same name as my Lori. And she's got to be close to 80, if not 80 years old. And we see her every single morning, and she loves the dogs. Like, she goes on her morning walk just to, as she puts it, get her energy moving and go see all the beautiful dogs in the neighborhood. And so we always stop and talk to her and spend, you know, 2, 3 minutes with her. And she pets Bonkers and pets Bananas and just absolutely loves them. And the dogs love seeing her. They get excited when they see her in the distance. It's really the sweetest damn thing ever. Well, Lori asked her, she said, hey, you know, what are you doing today? Or how are you today? Something like that. And her response enthusiastically was, she said, well, my feet hit the ground, so today is perfect. Think about that. Her standard for the day being perfect is, well, my feet hit the ground, so today is perfect. There's a powerful lesson in that. That's lesson number two. Guys, if you wake up today, if you wake up tomorrow, and you have most of your senses and most of your abilities, then you have so much more than a lot of other people out there. And with that day that you are given, because tomorrow's not guaranteed, with that day you are given, you have the ability to choose anything you want, to choose to make that day into anything you want. And you might hear that and be like, bullshit, Chris, I don't have a choice. I have to go to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to run the kids here. No, you don't. Those are choices. I understand there's consequences if you don't go to work. I understand there's consequences if you don't run the kids somewhere. I understand those things, but it's still choice. You make the choice to live where you live. You make the choice to do the job that you do. You make the choice to run the errands that you run. All of these things in life are choice. Even though they may have big consequences if you don't do it, everything is a choice. And when you wake up and your feet hit the ground, just like Lori said, then the day is perfect. It's a perfect day full of choice. And even though you may be doing things where you made the choice a long time ago, so now you have to follow through with them, you still had choice in the moment. And so if you wake up with your faculties, you know, what a beautiful perspective from an 80-year-old woman, and your feet hit the ground, and you're able to go for a walk, you're able to do things that you enjoy, then that's one hell of a blessed day. That day is a gift. And I think all too often we spend too much time wishing away Monday through Friday. Oh, I don't like the things I have to do this week. Well, there were choices. Oh, I don't like my schedule this week. That's a choice. Oh, I don't like where I live. Oh, I don't like who I have to be around. Oh, I don't like that I've got this event. Oh, I don't like that I have to see this person. And what do? Oh, I can't wait till the evening. Oh, I can't wait till the day's over. I can't wait till Friday. We spend most of our lives wishing away hours and days and even weeks or months instead of waking up and saying, holy shit, my feet hit the ground. What a perfect day. Imagine what that perspective, that power of gratitude would do for you every day when you woke up. Well, that was the second lesson that we got from her. Then the third lesson as we went on our walk was as we observed all the people who were working, remember it was around 7:30 in the morning, to get the day started. I mean, who are already at their jobs, kind of getting the town set up, if you will. I mean, we walked by a couple construction sites where they're already out there pounding away, and they were laughing and chattering already, and they had mariachi music just blaring, which I happen to love. I love when I walk by mariachi music. I don't know why. I just freaking love it. And these were construction workers that were loving their job. Then we walked by a landscaper, and he was talking to another couple, and I kind of overheard, and you know, they must ask how he's doing or something. He said, I'm living the dream because I work for myself. I thought, how cool is that? How many of you listening right now work for yourself and you don't like what you're doing? Well, then why keep doing it? Why not be this guy? He literally was weed whacking. Dude was weed whacking, talking to a couple walking by. And his response to them when they said, how was your day? Was, I'm living the dream because I'm working for myself. And too often we're like, I hate my job. I hate to have to do this. Right? I already went through that. Not this guy. He's not mad that he's out there weed whacking. He's not mad that he's got physical labor. He loves that he is self-employed, and that's his perspective on it. Then we walked by a delivery guy, you know, a great big pallet truck out front, and he had one of these carts with a ton of pallets that he was of food that was going to go into a restaurant. It was kind of uphill, and this guy was struggling to pull this giant pallet forklift thing up the hill with all of these heavy boxes on it into the restaurant. I even asked him, I'm like, hey, man. I said, you want me to push? You want me to help out a little bit? And he said, nope. Thanks, but I love the workout. I was like, holy shit, is that a cool answer? Here, I saw him struggling. Before and I saw him struggling, we even tried to, you know, keep the dogs out of his way, and this guy's barely getting this thing to move up the hill. So I'm thinking he's going to absolutely take me up on my offer. Yeah, man, please, would you give me a push? Yeah, man, please, would you help out? Nope. When I said, hey, man, want me to give you a little push? Let me help you push up the hill? Said, nope, thanks for the offer, but I love the workout. I thought, what a great perspective. He didn't see the struggle. He saw the benefits. Let me repeat that. He did not see the struggle. He saw the benefits he was getting. How many times do you guys see the struggle, but not the benefits that it's producing? I know I'm guilty of that all the time. Everyone is. I think it's human nature. Not this guy. This guy has changed his default to see the benefits. So what's my point of this third lesson? All of these people had the kind of jobs that most people would drive by and say, oh, I'm glad I don't have that job. Glad I'm not doing construction. Glad I'm not doing manual labor. Glad I'm not weed whacking. Glad I'm not lifting that pallet or that forklift full of heavy pallets up a hill every single morning. But these people love their job. They found ways to love what they have to do every day. And we all have to do something every day. We get the choice of what that is, but we all have to do something every day. Why not choose to love it? Why not choose to see the benefits like the guy with the heavy pallets? Why not choose to put on your favorite music like the guy's doing the construction? Why not choose to see the blessing like the guy with the weed whacker said, man, it's a perfect day because I'm self-employed or because I work for myself, whatever his exact words were. I'm telling you guys, the lessons on this walk, I don't know if we're just extra in tune that day or if we felt like acknowledging them or just for some reason they kept hitting us and then we'd talk about it and then another lesson would hit us and then we'd talk about it and then another lesson would hit us and then we'd talk about it and we felt so damn good by the end of the walk. I mean, literally cloud nine, surfing on a freaking wave of gold type of feeling good by the end of the walk because of these reminders, because of these lessons. And so I wanted to share them with you so that you could hopefully feel the exact same way. Hey, thanks for listening. I always love and appreciate you. And I literally can't wait to see who gets to get those seats at the two additional tables that we're able to fit in at the next dinner series in Beverly Hills, May 30th. Now that the episode's over, seriously, text me the word dinner to 310-421-0000. 0416, because this can be like a feeding frenzy to get those seats, no pun intended, but it is. So text me the word dinner to 310-421-0416 to get on that early access list. Thanks, guys. Love and appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you helped me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.